Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pulling into the pit stop, making sure that we have the air in the tires and there's oil in the engine and there's enough oil in the transmission. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Auto World. We've pulled into the pit stop, actually, and we'll get this thing all cleaned out and put some new fuel in the tank. And how long is your pit stop? What? You don't even think about driving your vehicle into a pit stop? What's a pit stop? Well, we're going to get to that here this hour of Auto World. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio here in Auto World, the Auto World Plaza, live in downtown Boise, Idaho. It's good to be with you each and every week. Proud and honored to have you join me with your driving gloves on, your safety glasses on. Of course, you can take your mask off now. You're sitting at in your favorite chair, your favorite spot in your car, your truck, your man cave, she cave, whatever kind of shed you have. Just thank you for listening. That's what it's all about. Here this third hour of Auto World. Oh, we got some good, fun stuff for you. Throughout the whole entire hour, again, though, you're welcome to please interrupt me. Now, how do you do that? By calling in. Bringing your 2 cents into the program, and that's at no cost. That's what it's all about. The number started back 4,524 hours ago, folks. That's how many hours behind the microphone. Since 1992, 855-660-4261. My email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. Facebook message address is my name, Mark Evans. You're more than welcome, and please do go over to Facebook, Mark Evans. I'm sitting there behind the microphone. I believe the 38 Plymouth Coupe's behind me, the yellow thing. Yeah, yellow Bumblebee. Oh, yeah. It's yellow because Pennzoil sponsored that years ago. I represented them for the talk radio in a car show, more than one. And we kind of had on the running boards of that, and I sat around and said hi to folks that were listening to me, of course, and shook hands and all that, got pictures and everything, and I was just there representing that car, helped represent the Pennzoil back in the day when they had a star molecule that they had engineered and designed and put in their oil, and today they're actually brewing up their oil with natural gas, refining it with natural gas, so they've quite a clean oil today. They all get the crude oil out of the ground, but now they're refining with using natural gas, so it's very, very clean. Also have a couple cars. I've got a 1916 Chevrolet. That's right, a 1916 Chevrolet that, yes, we do pull it into the pit stop every once in a while and make sure that the tires that are very expensive have air in them, you know, and then all the grease buckets is what we call them back in 1916. You unscrew this little, it doesn't have grease zerks. Neither does your car. All new cars. What's a grease zerk? Imagine I take your right elbow and I drill a hole in it. And then I screw in a little metal zerk. So then I can take my grease gun, attach it to that zerk, and put a grease between your bones in your elbow. Your elbow will never wear out then because it's got a lubricant, a grease in it. And today here on Auto World, I've been sending out not only gifts, but I'm throwing in a tube of high-temperature grease. Because I know all of you can use grease to grease the door latches, to grease the neighbor's door handle. Ha-ha, yeah. Oh, yeah. You never know when the neighbor gives you grief because their dog's barking all night long. Just go over there with the tube of grease I'm sending you and put some grease on their outside door handle. That'll wake them up. See, my whole world is Auto World. Especially when the dog's barking. No, these new cars don't have any grease zerks. The bowls, we unscrew the bowl on the 1916 Chevrolet, and we grease it. But that car has also represented the high-mileage engine formula from Quaker State in car shows. I believe in it, high-mileage engine formula. It's a different formula that causes your high mileage, and you're going to say and ask right now, you are, gentleman here in the first row, what's the high mileage formula? What is it? Well, what it is because you got 100,000 miles or over on your vehicle. That means the rings aren't like new anymore. The rings, but the lifters are going up and down to push the push rods. It's all worn out. Sloppy. The clearances are sloppy. You need a thicker oil. Don't put a can of additive in there. Just get high mileage engine formula oil. Put that in there and you'll be saved. You can drive that car for quite some time and go on down the road for a long, long time. It might be a little bit noisy, you know, because it's got some miles, but the high mileage engine formula works. It really does. Here today on the third hour of Auto World. That's right, I said third hour. Each and every week, there's 3 hours of Auto World. And throughout the week, you might hear the show on the Monday or the Tuesday or the Wednesday or the Thursday or the Friday that you're listening to. Thank you. Appreciate it. Because we have the great affiliates that take the show in different hours and different time slots and different days. I welcome all of you into the Greasy Garage studio that you're listening to. Thank you for being here with me. And at any one point in time, you call our number here at 855-660-4261 and do no answer. That means you're probably on a delayed station. That's okay. You can get don't get mad. Let's get glad with that autoworldradio@yahoo.com email address. I do appreciate that. Consult with you throughout the week. This third hour, we're going to be talking about one thing, the EPA. Now, I did put this on my... Well, yes, please do go over to Auto World Radio and enjoy all the old car ads and everything else we put up there. You'll enjoy that. It's a lot of fun. Well, you asked for it, and you got it. EPA approved. You're going to hear about the longest what coming up here, right here on the third hour of Auto World. But I showed a road there, a picture of a road. Really long road. You're going to find out what the EPA approved. So you'll be happy to hear about this. Or maybe not. And also on this third hour, we're going to talk about flooded cars. Yep, hurricanes, bad weather back east. Happens, and we can't stop it. But what we can stop is buying a flooded car, how to check if you're buying a flooded car, how to not buy a flooded car, what to look for. Also, how flood water can affect a car. Nationwide numbers I have for you that are flooded cars by the state. Yes, I got real numbers, each state. This will shock you. And the last thing here underneath the flooded car category here on Auto World is it legal to sell flooded cars, Mark? We're going to find that out too. Because if you go into the car dealer, and boy, are those used cars, hey, wait a minute, the new cars aren't even available. The new cars aren't there. The car dealers, as you know, driving around, you'll see that we can't even... Well, yeah, there's a few, but those you don't want because maybe the color on the inside of the... It does not have, you know, power locks. Some don't have power locks still today because of the chip shortage, semiconductor chip shortage. The government is actually changing that law up. We're not going to go there this week. But they want to kind of solve that problemo. So we're going to have fun with that. Also coming up, I got some auction results out of Houston, Texas at the NRG Center, Barrett Jackson. First time ever. With that, the highest selling Porsche came out of there, and we're going to give you the numbers there. And here's another little secret that's coming your way under the auction results fund. We're going to have a vehicle sold twice. And then somebody put even more icing on the cake, or in this case, cash. So he sold twice, so the second owner is going to own the car, but then somebody else threw some money in. We're going to let you know how many pennies they threw in, and it's all for a good cause. That's what it's all about. Join me right here on Auto World. I'm going to take a little short break. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled, his leg was fried, his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to fix it up with a stick or a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and faded right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed in the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Oh, you got to be careful out there. Hey, good. Good to be back with you folks each and every hour and each and every second. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Got a little trivia question out there. I believe we got it answered. Let's do it. That trivia question for the third hour of Auto World is, what is GM's rope drive? It was introduced on the 1961 Pontiac Tempest. That wasn't too far back. Multiple guess. We threw A out, so now we just got B, a rope to start the vehicle, C, a rope connecting all tie rods to steer it with, or D, none of the above. Got some great gifts for you. Rope drive. What is it? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Love for you to answer that. Again, pretty simple one. I thought that was quite an interesting one. Rope drive. What is it? Well, it's time right now here on AW to talk about flooded cars. Flooded cars. Some of you not even, you know, we don't even think about it. But in today's world where I was talking about there's no new cars available, the used car prices are skyrocketing to the point of no return, a lot of you might need a car because of a lot of circumstances of problems with the car that you have. Maybe that you can't get the supply of parts aren't out there. I know a customer here that I work on a couple, two, three of their cars, but the oil pump on their Ford truck was on warranty, so it's sitting at the dealer, and the dealer can't even get the oil pump. So then the customer then has to go find another truck because it's part of their business. So you're kind of in the hands of knowing what and needing your cars, your trucks. So let's be careful. Flooded cars. A new estimate suggests 200,000 plus flood damaged car vehicles due to the last hurricane there are going to be starting to hit the streets. And with that, forecasts by the Acura Weather and others predict the storm. It was the 7th most costly since the turn of the century, folks, 2 decades ago. That's right. Well, here is another way to help you. Carfax. You've heard of Carfax. Based on its data, now here's where you go. Carfax. You know about Carfax. Well, just keep listening because I got the information for you to know where to go. There's going to be potentially about $95 billion in damage. It's not all cars, but there's a lot of cars that were sitting in water. Inside, outside, just sitting there in water. Carfax believes as many as 212,000 vehicles were sitting in flooded damage due to the storm. Now, other data suggests that unsuspected buyers like you and me everywhere are at risk of winding up with a previously flooded car. The real danger is that these cars may look fine and run well after a good detail job, but sooner than rather later, major problems are going to likely occur, folks. First and foremost, let's talk about the numbers real quick so you can kind of get an idea. Number one, with numbers of flooded cars, is Houston. 33,996 cars, roughly. Miami, Fort Lauderdale there, 17,240. New York's got about roughly right at 16,299 cars. Philadelphia's got 13,313. Dallas-Fort Worth, folks, you're listening, 11,054. Lexington, 10,624. Chicago. Yeah, Chicago, 9,763. Minneapolis and St. Paul, 8,230 flooded cars. Detroit's in here, 6,589. Guess what? Los Angeles is even in here at 6,563 flooded cars. Nationwide, flooded cars, pretty much about 378,000 of them are going to be hitting the roads. That means flood damage to vehicles. U.S. roads are going to be there. They're going to be detailed. They're going to be sold to you. Waterlogged wrecks, folks. Waterlogged wrecks. You need to slow up, take a look at things, as in stains, water lines. I know that detail shops have got 55-gallon drums of, well, scents that get the scent, the smell. Your nose can't pick it up. Here on Auto World, I've always given you this tip. I'll say it again, and this is a good time to talk about this. Use your senses to help you fix, buy, sell, and repair your own cars. Your eyeballs can see things. Your ears can hear things. Your nose can smell things. Your touching of your right and left hands can really touch a lot and feel things that are bad. But when it comes to floods, it's hard. It really is hard. And maybe the best way to do this is to look at things. They can clean it where it's visible. So don't think that, you know, I can just look in the door, the driver's door, and see a water line. No, that's not going to happen. But you got to go a little deeper. And it doesn't take that long to have a repair shop do this either. But the dealers won't do this. Take the glove box out and look behind the glove box. When we come back, I got some more information about flooded cars to help you. Right here on Auto World, I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Justice for J6 Riley co-host Kara Castronova bashed Nancy Pelosi for helping to create an atmosphere of fear around the rally Saturday in Washington, D.C.
And they were afraid because of Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi put a statement out there, which is completely abhorrent, saying, do not come to Washington, D.C. and support these killers. I've never heard a Speaker of the House use her platform to discourage American citizens from attending a peaceful protest to stand up for their fellow American citizens who are being detained without bail in solitary confinement, which is unconstitutional.
A Texas doctor claimed Saturday that he has deliberately violated the state's new abortion law in order to help test whether it's legal. Alan Braid, an obstetrician gynecologist in San Antonio, explained his actions in an essay published in the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That'd be really, really horrible to buy a flooded car that's been sitting in the water for, well, a day. It would only take about 15 minutes if I dipped my car into the lake and then dipped it back out. It'd be done. Over with. Hey, welcome back to a dry studio, Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for being here. I hope you're nice and dry and enjoying the show. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We're talking about flooded cars, but I wanted to get this out to you and help you. Help you. All of you. How do you check for a flood damage for free? A car that you're looking to buy, a truck you're looking to buy. And here's the address. Carfax, carfax.com/flood. Makes it easy, doesn't it? Carfax.com/flood. Now, these cars have been sitting in the dealer's lots that were flooded. Do they or do they not have to report them on Carfax.com/flood? Well, they have insurance, don't they, on them? Ah, there's the secret sauce. They want their insurance money so they can, once it dries up, they can get another fleet of cars and keep selling to their good customers like you and me. So it's reported then, isn't it? Yes, it is. But it's not illegal to sell a flood-damaged vehicle. You can find auctions, folks, that specialize in this. Not good. So there's no law stating that anyone can, you know, or cuff me, put your hands behind your back, you're cuffed, let's send you to jail because you just sold me a flooded car. It's not illegal to sell. So let's get back to, take the glove box out. A lot of you can do it yourself. Once you get the glove box out, guess what? You're going to see back there is a plastic box. It's where the heater core and the AC, air conditioning evaporator core, is, along with the wires and cables and a lot of good stuff to show you evidence that this thing was sitting in water. Stains. See, they don't have time to pull the glove boxes out of, how many cars did I just say? 378,000 at this point. That's nationwide. Just a little fun, little tip. A lot of fun. A lot of world tips here for you today. Keep you nice and clean in a new car. See, there's a lot of things that can, when it comes to a watered down, waterlogged junker, mechanical, corroded metal, exhaust system failure, engine seized, or even overheating, transmission failure, electrical, short-circuiting wires, of course, computer malfunctions, inoptive lights later, dashboard's not going to work later, by the way. What about safety? Airbags? You got warped and rusted brakes and rotors now, ABS, the anti-lock brake system, malfunctions, and then the airbag, really, the restraint system, do you really want water in your airbag? I don't. I'd much rather have the powder that's in there that's dry, if it has to deploy. And what about the health side of this, to keep you from getting sick? Interior contamination, moldy seats, fabric, bacteria, in the ventilation system. I've talked about that before when it comes into the heat part of the year, of course, when you turn your air conditioning on. Not a flooded car, but your air conditioning attracts and gets and sweats and mold and mildew and moisture. Moisture brings mold and mildew in. And it's just a little bit of moisture on the air conditioning system that accumulates inside that plastic box that's behind that glove box door. You turn the air conditioning on, you smell it. And again, another Auto World tip, I don't care what time of year it is, I want you to go get some Lysol antibacterial spray, turn the air conditioner on max. Oh, look at there. Do that with any car that you're looking at purchasing. But before you do, make sure you're in the cabin with the windows up, turn the air conditioner on, full blast max. Keep your nose smelling, because that's a little sense of a flooded car if you really, really smell the mold and mildew. It's another way of doing it, too, is just smell. Transmission, of course, start it up, get it warm, pull the dipstick out. You'll see, truthfully, if there's any water or moisture in there. And what that means is you'll have milk, a little bit of milk in there. It's not going to be blood red. So there's another way of telling of the tells of the tellers. So hopefully I helped you there. Remember, go to carfax.com/flood. We got that trivia question, and yes, I have an answer. Question is, what is General Motors rope drive? It was introduced on the 1961 Pontiac Tempest. A, we threw that out. B, a rope to start the vehicle. C, a rope connecting all tire rods to the steering wheel to steer it with. Or D, none of the above. Royce, he gets me in Oklahoma City. Woo! Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Oklahoma City. KZLS, AM 1640, Oklahoma City. Edmund Stillwater, good to have you folks along. Thanks. Royce, appreciate that. Hopefully I'm saying your name right there, Royce. And he says, D, none of the above. You're absolutely right. Send me an email back with an address, Royce, so I can send you some great gifts there into Oklahoma. Good to have you folks tuning in there in Oklahoma. Hope everything's all good with you and good and dry. Rope drive? What is it? What is General Motors rope drive? It's a thumb-sized, flexible metal rod connecting the engine at the front of the vehicle to the transmission axle located at the rear of the vehicle. It helped reduce the vibration generated by the four-cylinder engine, folks. Big, long, flexible metal rod. They brought it out in the 1961 Pontiac Tempest, and today, by saying all that and having them do that, what they did was, of course, as I've said here before on Auto World, is that, like the General Motors contract that they just won, building the Suburbans, well, they have enough to experiment. Now, today, when we're repairing and fixing your automobiles, what we do find is these little round rubber circle discs that are mounted in different areas of your engine, transmission, and sometimes even literally back midsection of your drive line, if it's a rear-wheel drive car. A front-wheel drive car, we notice that on the right front drive axle where the CV joints and axle is, the boots and all that, there's a big round metal disc on there. And sometimes you want to say, well, what's that for? It's called balancing and vibration. We don't want any vibration at all. Lexuses use a liquid-filled transmission mounts and engine liquid-filled engine motor mounts, and that keeps the vibration down for us. That's what your money buys. So, did it start back with this General Motors rope? It did, way back when. Of course, harmonic balancers and flywheels today, flywheels on the back of your engine, it has welded little steel weights on it to keep that balanced also, but the harmonic balancer on the front of your engine, it's a big round disc. Two discs, actually. One disc is in the center, the other disc is on the outside. In between those two discs is a piece of rubber, and that is where we get no vibration. If you do have a vibration on a, truthfully, let's go back to 1973 all the way up to like 2001. If you've got a vibration, nobody's been able to find that vibration out while it's sitting there idling. And when you get on it, or you're going up a hill and you've got some torque going on the go pedal there, towing your toys and stuff, it's got this minute brrrr in your butt of your seat. The harmonic balancer has slipped. The outside wheel's not in time with the inside wheel. That's how simple that is. Get a new harmonic balancer. That's one part that a lot of us technicians forget to look at. Quick reminder for myself to keep looking at them. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, New York says no more. We're done. No more. New York, we're out of here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have a new harmonic balancer, she's a shaken. Oh yeah, what do they say? If it's a shaken, don't come on. Okay, let's not go there. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I am your host. Thanks for being here. It's good to be your host of each and every week here on Auto World, sitting back in the Dodge Viper chair with a microphone in front of me and having fun. That's what it's all about. I enjoy you being here with me riding shotgun each and every week. 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Don't forget about Facebook. Facebook, message me. You can do it. My address is my name, Mark Evans. Auto World Podcast. Google it. Auto World Podcast. You'll see a couple pictures of me. And that's just a podcast that you can hear the show again. Go back in time. That's what it's all about. Appreciate you being here. And each and every week coming up, we've got an interview scheduled, and you're going to, well, it has something to do with something about New York. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, give you a little information live from why and how come. Why not? Hopefully you enjoyed the, well, the news about the, you know, the yellow cabs in New York that's coming your way here in just a little bit. But before we do that, here's a little trivia for us. In 1929... the first station wagon offered as a private car is a version of the Ford Model A. Back in 1929. Oh, wow. Well, this just in. Today, here on Auto World, the 2022 Pure Electric. What are you talking about, Mark? Pure Electric? Well, the 2022 Volvo XC40 Recharge Pure Electric, Volvo's calling it. Yes, it's 2022. It's almost out, be able to for all of us to buy it. But here's some little specs on this. It's starting from the price on it is $55,300. But listen to this. What's the mileage on this electric? 92 city. 92 city, folks. 79 highway. Now, that's kind of backwards, isn't it? We're used to high numbers on the city and low numbers on the highway. But no, it's 92 city, 79 highway. The range on it, 208 miles. Battery only. Horsepower, 402 horsepower. It is pure electric. Pure electric. Now, this is kind of unique. The 2022 Volvo XC40 towing capacity, 3,307 pounds. What's this 7 pound stuff? Is that the bag of ice salt in the back for traction later? I don't know. But it's towing capacity is 3,307 pounds. The transmission, this is a very odd thing to say, because I'm so used to saying 5, 6-speed, 10-speed, 8-speed. This is a 1-speed automatic. Why? It's pure electric. It's an all-wheel drive vehicle. Curb weight, if that matters to you, is 4,741 pounds. Pretty heavy. It's up there. There is a warranty on it. Actually, Volvo's doing a 4-year, 50,000-mile basic warranty. And they have a 4-year, 50,000-mile powertrain warranty. And they're stating here on the 2022 XC40, pure electric. Seating capacity, 5. Now, you think about that. The capacity, 5. Okay, fine. Some of us put 20 of us in a Volkswagen Beetle one time back in college, didn't we? Yes. When they say 5, that means it's legal to put 5 in. Seat belts, all that. It's built correctly to actually have 5 people. So it's safe. So that's something you got to think about. Like the Suburbans, you know, capacity of 12. No. How many can you get in a Suburban? But you got to do it legal. Well, it's time before the garage door rolls down to talk about no more New York. What? No. New York is saying goodbye to gas-powered cars in New York. That's right. I've talked a little bit before about this, but New York now is getting on the bandwagon, too. The Big Apple. Basketball, Statue of Liberty, of course, the Empire State Building. Wow. What do we know it for, though, in the New York, Manhattan? Bright yellow taxis. Traffic as well. The horns honking. Honk, 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 honk. Get out of my way. Oh, yeah. Combustion engines running all day long. The exhausts. This is going to be our interview here, coming up your way here on Auto World. The governor of New York. Last week, all new cars must be zero emission. The intention is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions produced by the state by 35%, helping achieve climate targets, folks, in New York. This includes an 85% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, as you can imagine. Of course, people aren't happy with this. New York has a lot of work ahead to achieve this goal, but auto manufacturers are also need to find ways to rapidly, you know, of course, charge their vehicles. That's going to be a problem, isn't it? Because they're all used to yellow cabs going, putting fuel in them and burning exhaust. General Motors already announced they'll stop producing gas-powered vehicles by 2035. I'll say that again. Now, your opinion is wanted at all times, because the power of the people, folks, is what makes something happen, good or bad. General Motors already announced they'll stop producing gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Wowza. Only 1% of the new vehicles sold in New York are fully electric at this time. Under the new law, various state agencies must work together to develop zero-emissions vehicle market development strategy next year. It's pretty strict and pretty... Wow. They must produce a way to ensure off-road vehicles and equipment sold in the state meet these strict zero-emission goals by, here's their deadline, 2035. Wowza. Even more, though, folks, the law states that all medium heavy-duty vehicles sold in New York must produce zero emissions by 2045. So they are putting a deadline on this. 2045? How old am I going to be? I don't want to look at that. Challenging. Yes, it is. They've been testing the Model 3 there. They've been testing the towing of it, of course. What they're going to be towing, that's going to be an interesting time, too. That's another whole new story we're going to be talking about later. I don't know why you'd want to use a Tesla Model 3 to tow anything, but they've been towing a 750-pound trailer, causing 40% range lost in the battery. So I know at one point back in the 1990 time period, when I was in Manhattan, I flew in to do the Louis Vuitton Classic to broadcast it, which is an awesome event. At that time, I've got some great souvenirs here in the Greasy Garage from the Louis Vuitton Classic. Got some great friends, interviewed him behind the microphone and all. And I do remember one gentleman was telling me, he says, Mark, the Hornhawk in here is crazy. I am a local in Manhattan, and they're talking about putting an air tank in these taxi cabs, air horns only, and you only get that tank's only going to be 10-pound air tank, and that's all the air you get for the day. Now that's interesting. That was back then. To slow up the horn honking. So as soon as he says, as soon as they keep pushing that horn button in the steering wheel, the air's gone out of the air tank and they have no more horn. Now, how about you? Does honking your horn help you get that other person away from you? I know that a lot of you might honk the horn with a pedestrian walking in front of you and scaring them. Don't do that. Let's not. New York, bye-bye to gas-powered vehicles. If they jump on the bandwagon, you know there's going to be other states jumping on the bandwagon too. Don't know. It's going to make all of us warm up maybe to the EVs, electric cars. I do appreciate each and every one of you joining me here. The garage door is starting to roll down here at the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm going to use some of that grease that I'm sending you out as trivia question answer people that win. Appreciate you being here. Got some more gifts coming in to you here in 2 more weeks. New ones. Oh, I love it. Thanks for being with me. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe. Motor on.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.